Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves, the country, and the world. It's that time again. It's Saturday morning, wherever you are, whether you're in Pittsburgh at 10:30, whether you're in Chicago at 9:30, or whether you're just waking up on the West Coast at 7:30. It's Doc Talk Podcast, hosted by my brother, a mentor, and a friend, Dr. Greg Roscoe, out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this, playing a little co-host here in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. You wanted more time, you got more time. We see you on the lines. So we're going an hour. If you miss it and tell your friends, catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. As we got 50 of you on board right now, we'll get to the questions and everything. Catch the things on any podcast that you have. Also, right now, it streams all the way on Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Doc, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, you are bringing a high-profile guest on this show today in a matter of 10, 15 minutes.
Mark, you're right, and I thank you very much, Mark, for that introduction. Mark, doing well. You know, we're busy. Mark, the other thing is our emails are increasing dramatically. The other thing that's happening is I'm having quite a few calls for guests that would like to talk on Doc Talk Radio, so which was really fun, interesting, and, you know, things are good. People can get a hold of me, gjrmd308@outlook.com. You know, Mark, for the next couple of sessions, you know, what I wanted to do, we wanted to start with something called facial swelling and kind of go through that. And that was basically infection, swollen areas on the sides of the face, in front of the ear, and in the neck. I was also going to follow up with mononucleosis in adults. You know, we've all heard the term mono, usually children. But, Mark, we're seeing mono in our adult population. I wanted to continue the sequence with something called Quincy. Quincy is an infection in the mouth, the throat, from the tonsils. So kind of putting it together, you know, with these infections of the head, the neck, and kind of bringing some information to our listeners, you know, as we did when we put together the sessions on hearing loss, loss of taste, loss of smell. I did have a very interesting person call me, wanted to be on the program.
Well,
and that's Jamie Dorley, yes. And he is president, CEO, founder of Nutritional Frontiers, which is a giant in the supplement industry. Mark, you know, we've been talking about taking care of our bodies, improving our health. Well, supplements, you know, are a big issue, and I know we've had several calls on supplements. You know, what to take, how much to take, should I take? Who should I ask about that? And, again, I did reach out to Jamie Dorley, and he did respond. And he's going to give us an awful lot of information. I do know Jamie. Jamie's appeared. A couple of our presentations that we've had here in the Pittsburgh area talking about nutrition and health. It has excellent products, and so I thought he'd be a good guest, and he did respond. And he's willing to talk to us about his quality, about his research, and where do supplements fit in to our nutritional profile. So I hope our listeners are happy with that kind of a choice today. So, Mark, I'm going to turn it back to you at this point.
Yeah, and as we wait for Jamie to get in here, I'm getting some of the questions. Robin comes in from Youngstown, Ohio. A great listener each and every week, doesn't miss the show. She goes, I don't want to sound ignorant on this. I don't know too much about it, but there's a neighbor that has his cheek is enlarged I don't know if that's an infection. I don't know what they would call that. Maybe you can shed some light on that. And you know what? Before I turn it over to you, Doc, I've seen that out here. I saw a guy one time have something like that, and I didn't know what it was either. So maybe we can get educated on that today.
Absolutely. It's a very good question, Robin. You know, when we talk about this facial swelling, now we're talking about it in front of the ear, along the jawbone, and it may extend under the jaw. It can be unilateral or bilateral. Now, the things that we think about, number one, are a parotid gland infection and or a parotid gland tumor. You know, the parotid glands are saliva glands. You have one on the right cheek, one on the left cheek, and they're producers of enzymes within our saliva that help digestion. The other thing that's so important here, and, you know, Mark, I always like to start with the case. And I think I have a similar case that I wanted to present today of a young gal with swelling on the right side of her face. And, again, long story short, she had been several places, had several diagnostic tests, and seemed to be a little puzzled, as well as some of her professionals. And this swelling could be muscular. There's a muscle on the side of the cheek which helps us chew, called the masseter. The masseter muscle, there's one on the right, one on the left. And that's one of the large muscles that help our jaw to open and close, as well as chew. There are times this muscle will enlarge, that you can even see the patient from the front. Their head's lopsided. They've got a swelling on the right side, nothing on the left side, and then you go to examine it. It's a little bit firm, kind of spongy, non-tender, and gives us that appearance of abnormality. It could be that this friend that Robin has a masseter hypertrophy, and there are studies that can be done as well as can be remedied if indeed this is what the problem is. So I do understand. And I will, you know what, I'll give you more information on that probably at our next session, Mark, if you'd like me to get that.
And as you segue into that, your great guest, Jamie Dorley's on. I'll let you handle the introductions and take some questions with him, and then we'll get some listener questions.
Beautiful. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to our show, Doc Talk.
Good morning, Dr. Roscoe. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come on your show. I'm so excited and so grateful. I've been working with your son, Dr. Brandon Roscoe. I've done events with you and your wife, and even went down to Clearwater, Florida to work with Dr. Jared Roscoe. So it is an honor and a privilege to be on your show. Thank you.
Now, Jamie, thank you for that beautiful introduction as well. Jamie, you know, our show, it's called Doc Talk, talks about, you know, health issues. And the whole thing is getting our listeners healthier. Jamie, some of our listeners have large deductibles, don't have great health insurance, have minimal health insurance. And they ask, you know, very candid questions. And indeed, you know, I get questions about supplements frequently. We did a couple of shows on nutrition. And, again, a lot of questions. And so that as far as what we'd like to do, and I mentioned I did reach out, ask you to be on the show. You know, you have a giant nutrition company, Nutritional Frontiers. I think you may have other companies as well. You want to tell us about that, Jamie? I know you're the owner, the CEO. Probably you wear several hats in your organization. Can you help us?
Oh, absolutely. We started Nutritional Frontiers going back probably about, you know, almost 15 years now. We started a company, me and the co-founder was Dr. James Weiner. He was a great international icon in natural healing. He went all the way back to the Gerson Institute. He started the Pain Release Clinic and then the Weiner Wellness Center, and now it's World of Wellness. So we have Nutritional Frontiers, which is the educational company, and also the nutritional products. World of Wellness is actually a wellness center, just like what you guys do, where people come in and get good care and It was really interesting, the part I was listening to at the beginning, because he talked about what a patient looks like. And, you know, I think we're so focused these days on health insurance rather than patient care, right? And I think what's happening, you can read all the journals about this, the American Medical Association. And, you know, it's not an either or. It's not like either I go natural or I go allopathic. It's really integrative medicine is what we want, now called functional medicine. And in fact, my mentor, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, is termed the father of functional medicine. He has been doing lifestyle programs since the 70s. He worked with Linus Pauling at the Albert Einstein School of Medicine. And some of his newer researchers at Harvard Medical School on the new SPM. So we are at the cutting edge of all the research and science out there. I think what's really happened is, Doc, we've got to take a little step back and look at the big picture of why our country is ranking 72nd in the world in health. Our healthcare system ranks 37th. We spend more money per person in the world on healthcare than anyone else. Only 5% of the population at about 350 million in the world. Doc, you know we consume over 50% of the pharmaceuticals. So
yes,
it's not working because our system is really set up for trauma or acute care, right?
Rather than preventative care, correct?
Right. So what we want to look at is chronic care. You know, having a heart attack would be an acute case. We got to get the person stable. But what if their blood pressure is elevated? Well, that's more of a chronic condition, and we know medicine is not the solution. So we're not anti-anything. We feel they all have the right roles, and we got to complement what we're doing in the best interest of the patient because we're on a mission. Our mission is making the world healthy. And rather than run for the cure, we want to run for the cause. And we find the causes that we can control are nutritional deficiencies, number one, toxicity, two, stress, and then genetics. And I know people are saying, well, how do you control genetics? We can biohack your genetics now with the new genetic testing. So those are the four areas I want to help you and other healthcare professionals. And if there are healthcare professionals listening out there, you can contact us directly at nutritionalfrontiers.com, and we can help you and your staff with all of our professional training. If you're a patient out there or a consumer, you can contact Dr. Brandon Roscoe. He's got about, I don't know, 5 to 10 locations now. If you're in the Western PA area, you can go to Dr. Jared Roscoe in Clearwater, or you can go to us at World of Wellness right here in Pittsburgh. So we're all about addressing the underlying causes. And I love what you mentioned because you looked through that a little bit because Dr. Weiner always said the first test a doc should do is a physical evaluation. And I heard you talking about the neck, and, you know, he focused so much on muscle therapy. So can you see, maybe tell me some of the things that you're seeing in your practice on a visual?
Sure. You know, Jamie, you're talking about some great things. Can I clarify just a few things for our listeners?
Sure.
You know, number one, Jamie's correct. I do have a son. That's Dr. Brandon Roscoe. He is a family practitioner. He does have multiple offices giving very good care. I have a chiropractic son doing functional medicine down in Clearwater, Florida. And then I'm the ear, nose, and throat doctor here in northwestern Pennsylvania. So we do have the family of doctors overall. And, of course, we've all worked with Jamie and his products. And, you know, as far as Jamie, you mentioned a couple of things. Jamie, are you a chiropractor by training? What is your background?
No, I'm not a chiropractor. I actually went to Life University in 1996 to look at it, and I realized that I'm not real meticulous with my hands, right? You got to be like a God-given talent with the hands, but I wanted to work with them. My background is I was sports medicine. That was my background. And I got sick during college, so I got an autoimmune condition in college called psoriasis, and that got me to change my focus from sports medicine to chronic care and preventative medicine. So I graduated a degree. It was so long ago, Doc, they called it community health. It's now called public health.
Sure. Well, that's
well,
right. That's where the names. And, you know,
yeah.
Jamie, with regard to another term, if I can, you used the word functional medicine. And I wanted to define that for our listeners with regard to what is functional medicine? Can you help us with that?
Sure. So functional medicine, exactly what it states. It looks at the function of the body, right? And the bio-individuality. So we're all different. And how do we improve the function of the body with addressing toxicity, nutritional deficiencies, stress, genetics, and how to create a complete program that addresses to improve the function of the body and looking at the body as a whole, Doc, not saying, oh,
yes.
You have high cholesterol, let's address that. Well, maybe the cholesterol is due to stress, maybe due to the diet, maybe to body weight, maybe for an inactivity. Maybe it's because you're exposed to some toxins you're not aware of. Maybe it's genetic. Maybe it's all of those plus something else, right? So we got to stop looking at putting a Band-Aid on it and really going to the cause of what this is. And I was so lucky and fortunate that I was exposed to this over 20 years ago. So what I thought was commonplace is really just starting to become mainstream these days. You know, 20 years ago, functional medicine was taboo. You know, now people understand that. You know, they're doing it at Harvard. They're doing it at Johns Hopkins University. They're doing it at all the major universities. They're doing it at all the major schools and all the major organizations. So this is medical doctor, DO, DC, nurse practitioner. It doesn't matter the discipline. Anyone can do functional medicine. We even have dietitians and even personal trainers doing their versions of it. So functional medicine focuses on improving the body rather than just manage symptoms.
Beautiful. Jamie, you know, with our listeners, and, you know, we have listeners that no doubt have high cholesterol. They're hypertensive. You know, they're maybe going to a traditional medical doctor, a DO, an MD, or a nurse practitioner. Jamie, when is it time, so to speak, to say, hey, maybe we ought to get an additional opinion or start a different care program? How can we help educate them to say, hey, I've been on two blood pressure pills now. They're not working. I'm on a third one. Jamie, where do we want to go? Do we want to get them into a functional medicine office? Do we want them to sit down and talk with their health care provider and say, hey, is there some alternative medications or treatments I can try rather than these traditional medicines that don't seem to solve my problem? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting because Doc always said, you know, alternative, you know, and natural medicine is traditional. Some of these have been around for thousands of years. You know, the acupuncture points, the herbs, Chinese medicine. So what we consider traditional is really allopathic medicine. So it's fascinating to me that somebody would go somewhere, not get the results they want, but keep going back. If you would take your car to a mechanic and they weren't fixing you, would you keep going back? Of course not.
Well, of course.
So,
would think of another mechanic or another type. Right.
Yeah, so anytime someone says they can't help you, they're right. They can't help you. It doesn't mean someone else can't. Nowadays with, you know, looking at all the different ways you can see your doctor with Zoom and phone calls and emails, there's no reason why with telemedicine you can't find a functional medicine doctor today. You just rattled off three in your own family, right? So there's three. We got two in our office in Pittsburgh, and thousands of doctors, male, female, young, old, throughout the East Coast and throughout the country. So one, find a functional medicine doctor. Number two, find some common ground. We all know water is better than soda, right? Vegetables are better than cookies. You got to start with the water and food, the foundations of nutrition first. We have a whole program that's free that people can get on our website called NF, the number four, life. NF for life. It's a lifestyle program, Doc. It addresses stress, water, food, sleep, digestion, and emotional wellness. And it gives you things you can do today that don't cost you anything, that helps you make changes right away. Number two,
beautiful.
If you're on any medications, let's replenish the nutrients the medications are depleting. I'm not anti-medicine, right? So if you're on antibiotics,
blood pressure,
you need probiotics, right?
Yep.
If you're on any kind of heart medication, cholesterol med, diabetic medication, then you need CoQ10. So probiotic, CoQ10, and then vitamins and minerals. Those are the top four nutrients that a lot of medications deplete that create these new symptoms and diseases. I'll give you an example. You take Lipitor. The research proves Lipitor decreases CoQ10 by 40%. So the average person out there is saying, all right, what does that mean? Well, if you shut half the power off to your house, would you notice a difference? Yes.
Absolutely.
So Lipitor works on the same enzyme in your liver as CoQ10 called HMG-CoA reductase. Just remember that this place in the liver makes cholesterol and energy inside your cell. So if you take cholesterol meds, you're going to reduce your production of energy by 50%. So what does that mean? Leg cramps, fatigue. Now when I take naps, I can't walk as far. So if you take the CoQ10, at least you're doing is you're fixing the nutritional depletion, and it's not controversial at all. We're not trying to change things rapidly. So one is stop the bleeding with vitamins, minerals, CoQ10, and probiotics. You can do that with our company, with our Men's Complete for Men or our Women's Complete. Really simple, right? Start there with your nutrients. You don't need 10, 15, 20 products. I see people coming in with supplements just like medications. I'm like, you're on too many.
Yeah.
You've got to address your lifestyle. So it always starts there. Find the functional medicine doc, number one. Number two, utilize the proven lifestyle therapies that we offer for free. These are all backed by all the major organizations, AMA, NIH, all of them support lifestyle therapies. And number three, let's take care of your nutritional depletion from your medications right away. So find a functional medicine doc, change your lifestyle, and let's stop the bleeding. Then at least we stabilize the person. We start feeling a little better, and it's a snowball effect because once you have a wellness experience, it's so positive, you tend to do more. Think back 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. You're probably doing a lot more things for wellness today than you were years ago. So seek those thoughts out, people.
Jamie, I want to summarize what you're saying. You know, with regard to, you know, our functional medicine, getting a functional medicine professional, the other thing you're talking about is our diet. Right? We need our diet to be premier in our lives with what we're putting in this organism. We then want to supplement with different supplements or nutritional supplements that maybe are missing from our diet and because of other medications, and then reevaluate what we're doing. Jamie, you know, I wonder just a little bit with regard to our listeners, how do they know how much to take? How many supplement pills do they take if it's a CoQ10 or whatever that may be? Jamie, how long do they take it? You know, are we talking a lifetime? Are we talking, you know, a six-month interval? How long does one have to do this, or is it an ongoing process of reassessment of the state of our health?
Well, that's a great point, Dr. Osco. Excuse me. So what we want to look at is, what stage are we in with wellness, right? If we're doing a cleansing phase at the beginning, we do the thing specifically for cleansing. So those are more short-term. Then you have some midterm goals, right? And then long-term is wellness. So it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But there are some things you need. You need to look at the supplements as food, right? And you need to make sure we have a thing called the Great Pyramid of Health. So it looks at food and food-based supplements. It's all in the book for free. Go to nutritionalfrontiers.com. If you need a doctor, email me at info@nutritionalfrontiers.com. So you always need vitamins, minerals, probiotics, essential fatty acids every day.
Beautiful.
So Good. We have a woman's Jamie? Complete that's an all-in-one, and a men's complete. Simple and easy.
All right, Jamie, we're getting short on time. Do you know what, Jamie, as far as your products, the quality control, the research, you know, I've had information and I've had calls from like the Standard Process Company or Nutrition West. You know, what are the difference here in the marketplace with regard to quality?
Those are two great companies you mentioned. They, you know, Standard Process has been around since 1930, almost 100 years, right? So In the world of instant gratification, you look at companies like that. I've been in the industry 31 years. Dr. Weiner is in it over 50. So go to people who have been doing this for a while. There's three levels of vitamins. Where you buy at the grocery store, where you buy online, and then a healthcare professional brand like Nutritional Frontiers. So number one is you look at the dose of the ingredients, right? How much is in there? Number two, more importantly, is the form of the ingredient, meaning is it a form that your body is going to be able to absorb, assimilate, and excrete? And then number three, what else is in there we don't want? So you need the right amount of the right forms without anything you don't want. And you don't get that in a grocery store. You don't get that through Amazon. You have to go through a healthcare professional.
You don't get it at Walmart, right?
No. And we can, educational tools that and videos that people can learn the difference on how, one of my favorites is how to read your labels, right? So,
yes.
And that goes for anything, food, medicine, supplements, anything. The other thing is we use patented research trademark ingredients. They're called PRTs. An example would be folic acid. Folic acid does not absorb well orally, but active folate does. So we use a form your body will be able to recognize like a protein and absorb like a food. Folks, that
and
makes all
the
world in a difference.
Wonderful. Jamie, you know, if I have my producer there, Mr. Mancini, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, and I got a load of questions for both of you.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, why don't we take a couple of questions if you don't mind? Mark, you want to give us some questions?
Yeah, we've got Tanya coming in from Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening live, first-time listener, and basically says what the vitamins you're talking about, that's probably why some of these things are lower in price, $11. They give you more tablets compared to other ones that give you less tablets, but it's $10 more. And you're absolutely right, Jamie and Doc, that the dosage is the most important thing. People don't realize that. You have to go to a vitamin place or a doctor that'll tell you that, because you pull this stuff off the shelves at a Walgreens or something, you don't know what you're buying.
But yeah,
Jamie,
you
why don't we address that?
Let's look at fish oil, okay? Fish oil is probably the number one supplement everyone should take because all your cells are made of fat. So if you want your cells in your body to work better, take fish oil, okay? Very simple. It's food. So if you go to Walmart and you buy Omega 1000, people think it's 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, right? It's 1,000 milligrams of oil. What you want to look at in fish oil is something called EPA DHA. That's the concentrations. Most of them out there are going to be 30% out of 1,000. So you get 300 milligrams out of 1,000. Just think about school, Doc. What was 30%?
Yes.
F. Yes.
F.
A double strength one will be 60%. Still an F. When you get to that 85 to 100% EPA DHA, that's what Nutritional Frontiers has. That's what Dr. Brandon Rasko carries. And that's what you and your sons got in school. That's A+. So fish oil 1,000, you got to look at the EPA and DHA. And you got to make sure, like Nutritional Frontiers does, we get it from the right fish source. So one is we don't affect the environment. And two, low toxicity, and then they're all third-party tested. So you get what you pay for.
And that Mark,
yeah,
she's
following up with a question saying she uses triple strength fish oil. Is that a good one now? She just had bought the triple strength fish oil, Omega, I guess.
We're getting closer to what I was talking about. We got to look at the label a little bit deeper. But triple strength is where you start getting better quality because it's more concentrated. You want the EPA, DHA, not the omega content. So reading labels,
got it.
Look for EPA, DHA. You need at least 1,000 of those combined, of those two ingredients, to get the benefit. 2,000 for cardiovascular and inflammation, and 3,000 or more for acute care.
Wow. And, Jamie, how often do people take that fish oil, if we can put that out there? What's the therapy dose, and how long?
Every day you want to feel great.
Okay. And any contraindication, Jamie, to taking supplements as fish oil?
Well, that's a very complex question. I'm going to give you a simple answer. That's why you need a healthcare professional, because oftentimes people come in with something like, say, a blood thinner, right? Well, you know, Coumadin and warfarin, very, very strong medications and very high risk of side effects on their own. We agree on that, right?
Yes,
so
sir, we do.
You take a medication that has high risk factors and then someone takes something on top of it, well, you already have side effects from those things. So blood thinners would be the one I would say make sure you talk with a functional medicine doctor first, because what they're going to probably try and do is try and get you off of those blood thinners or reduce them. You know, that's where the supplements can give you the benefit, in that they may use those as a natural blood thinner or fix your diet so you don't need those. So in the more complex medications like blood thinners, you got to make sure you work with the doctor. You know, if somebody's on a NSAID, right? Over the counter, there's a lot of side effects on those. So always check.
Now, well,
fish oil is really fundamental for everybody, foundational, and it should be used by just about everyone out there. I recommend you stop about a week before surgeries also.
All right. Jamie, you know, we're talking about which group of patients. Are we talking about adult patients over 19 or 20 years old? Are we talking someone 60 or 70 years old needing the fish oil?
Everybody from a newborn all the way to, you know, the end of your golden years, because it has benefits for every cell in the body. That's why we want the mother to have the fish oil before she's pregnant. It helps develop the nervous system in the brain. Your brain's about 70% fat.
It is.
Which is so
wonderful.
That fat is EPA and DHA.
Jamie,
wow.
You know, I think you said good things, right, with regard to healthcare professionals. I do have one, Mark, if I can ask my own question. Jamie, what do you have for tinnitus or ringing? We've had a lot of callers with this buzzing or hissing in their ears. Can you help us?
Yeah, I always go back to what the cause is, right? And the cause could be trauma, right? Either loud noises or a physical trauma,
absolutely,
right?
Yep.
It could be, right? That's one. Another one could be congestion of the ear. And then another one could be food allergy. So the trauma is going to be a little tougher. That's where you got to use the chiropractic and the muscle work and those maybe surgeries and those things. But let's look at, you know, congestion. Number one food to eliminate, all dairy products. Dairy products create a lot of mucus and congestion. So number one, cut those out. Number two, cut out all junk processed food. People will be shocked. Then you add in something like our Air Max, A-I-R-M-A-X, Air Max. So in conjunction with the dietary changes, that can help some people right away.
Wonderful.
So that's the other one would be they may have some kind of toxicity issues with candida, right? Candida overgrowth is very common in the vaginal canal, in the intestinal tract.
In the throat as well.
Right. So if they've been on antibiotics, and usually they have been for chronic sinus infections or ear infections, well, think candida. if they have flaky ears or scratching of the ears, definitely candida.
Yep.
So what do we want to do? Do a candida protocol. Get them off the dairy, off the sugar. Do Canda Kill in the morning and our superbiotics at night. So that would be an easy one. Another good supplement would be called Cybzyme. It's a digestive enzyme that can, when taken without food, it can go in there and act as a proteolytic enzyme and clean up any debris that's in the ear, any damaged tissue, any foreign invaders, those type of things. And then the last one is called CircuCare. That'll help with circulation, so sometimes the circulation issue.
Jamie, and these protocols are on your website?
Yeah, if they email me at info@nutritionalfrontiers.com, we can answer any questions they have or do some recommendations.
Beautiful. Jamie,
yeah,
you know, another question.
Can,
thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
Let me throw another question in here because Bert from Chandler, Arizona, chiming in. He said, and I don't know if he can answer it, he said some of his friends, as they get up in age, take Prevagen. Any thoughts with that?
Yeah, Prevagen is a great patented research trademark supplement from Jellyfish. It's not my company, but I'm very familiar with them from all the trade shows and all the research. So the Prevagen is from Jellyfish, which actually has proven studies on memory. Great for the brain health. That would be something that I would bundle together with our fish oil. So the fish oil would rebuild the brain, and then Prevagen can help with some of the memory. We also know that
wonderful.
Some of the memory in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and dementia, some of the causes is depleted CoQ10 in the brain from a lot of medication. So I'd use Prevagen, CoQ10, and fish oil to help with that brain.
Excellent.
Wow.
Yeah, excellent, Mark. Let me come up, Jamie, also, would you mind talking to me about money? What about cost of products for our listeners? Are we talking high-end? They're spending a lot of money per month on these. Where are we? Can you discuss that a little bit? Are you able to, or
sure.
Do you mind talking
about
dollars?
I always look at it this way. You know, whatever your budget is, it is. But if it's $20 a month, $200, or $2,000, whatever your budget is, then make sure you buy good quality because the most expensive one is the one that doesn't work. So let's just start there.
Yes.
And I always do it per day. If you got $5 a day, which isn't much money, it's about a cup of coffee these days, that's $150
sure.
a month. You can get pretty much any protocol nutritionally for that money, right? If
fantastic.
It's $100 a month, if it's $50 a month, do it per day and see. You know, we live in a world where the kids' sneakers are $300. The iPhone
oh,
is
yeah.
$1,500. You know, cable television is hundreds a month. But we won't invest $100 in ourselves. So you got to look at you and really ask, well, what do I really want? What kind of life do I want? And I always say skimp out on the purses and maybe not buy the high-end car if the budget is tight. We can make it work because we give a lot of free education for lifestyle. It doesn't
wonderful.
Cost anything to walk outside, right? It doesn't cost
it
to drink good water. It doesn't cost to have good emotions. It doesn't cost anything to pray. So we do a lot of things that don't cost anything, too, as part of the wellness lifestyle. The food is a small part of it. But, you know, think about it. Remember the old commercial in the 70s? We are dating ourselves, Doc, but it was for Fram oil filter. Pay me now or
yeah.
pay me later.
Right. No, I agree with you. And, you know, another saying that I've been telling our listeners, let's scrimp someplace else, not on our health. You know, you're right. Let's not buy the $300 tennis shoe or maybe the $300 sunglasses. Let's go ahead, give our bodies good things, Jamie. They'll work better, longer, and give us much more of a good product and give life a much better taste. And, you know, as far as, Jamie, on, say, with your company, you know, you've done a lot of great things, great products. What about what's on the horizon research-wise? What is your company looking at? Do you have
well,
any thoughts
yeah.
on that?
Oh, absolutely. This is a great time to be in the industry. You know, COVID really got all the supply channels and the researchers really sharpened their pencil. And what it did was, you know, it really weeded out some of the underlying companies, even
okay.
with the quality control thing. So the research has been fantastic. And one of the top things I want to bring up is something called SPMs. Are you familiar with SPMs?
I am not. Please educate me.
So these are called specialized pro-resolving mediators. They are a concentration of fish oil. So what they found out, this is over 10 years ago, Dr. Bland, my mentor, and the team at Harvard School of Medicine, they gave a lethal dose to rats of a toxin to see, and some of the rats survived. And they were like, oh, why did they survive? And when they studied those rats, they found out that genetically they had higher levels of something called SPM, specialized pro-resolving mediators. And what those are
mm-hmm.
are a downstream component of fish oil. So in a nutshell, what do? They clean up the inflammatory process so that you can start accelerated healing right away. So who would benefit from SPMs? Anybody dealing with COVID or post-COVID? Or any fatigue issues. Anybody with chronic
Beautiful.
Inflammation, it could be autoimmune or acute joint inflammation. Anybody dealing with any type of brain injuries or brain traumas. Cardiovascular issues, autoimmune. I mean, these SPMs are incredible. And we brought these out about 14 months ago, and the feedback and case studies have been unbelievable. If you go to PubMed, right, that's a very
yep.
prestigious website. We agree?
Yep.
You type in SPM and COVID, over 1,000 published articles on the benefits of SPM for COVID.
Beautiful. Jamie,
wow.
what is the form of taking that? How does one take that?
That actually comes in a soft gel.
Okay.
In the
near
future, some of the things we're working at, it's an oil and a soft gel, yes.
Yeah, Jamie, if I can interrupt just a second, Mark, you may have a question.
Wait.
What about our
yeah.
patients that are post-COVID that have loss of smell, loss of taste? Is this something that may help rehabilitate these nerves, decreasing the inflammation in our body and maybe restoring health?
You got it, Doc, right there. See, that's what people forget. When you clean up inflammation, you slow the cytokine storm. Not only is inflammation cooled down, but healing is accelerated. You can't have a fire and rebuild the kitchen at once, right? The fire's
right,
got to go out
right.
before you can remodel the kitchen. And people often forget that key component. Even people in our field, right? So we got to cool
yes.
the inflammation, right? Then we
right.
can rebuild and accelerate healing. Inflammation is not just for pain. It's a response that we need that's necessary in the body. However, when it is snowballing out of control, we want to cool it down. So number one will be SPM. Another product that we have that would be really helpful would be our Mend or Woman's Complete, because they have all the minerals. Sometimes the loss of smell is from a zinc deficiency.
Okay.
Could be from B vitamins. So the Man or
yeah.
Woman's Complete with the SPMs would be a nice bundle to get people started.
Beautiful. So there's help.
Really,
I mean, the point is,
when you're looking at the cost.
Yes. And no, Jamie, I agree with you. You know, when I talk to our listeners and philosophy-wise, you're right. Let's deal with the basics. Let's deal with the definition. Let's deal with a cause, not just a symptom, and try to treat a symptom. Let's deal with the cause of the problem. Therefore, we should be able to get a result and get them feeling good. You know, as far as practicing medicine, you know, Jamie, I've been doing this, you know, for a lot of years. And the goal is to get people better, not just temporarily, but long term. We don't want the patient coming in with the same ongoing problem. We treat it, you're better for 2 or 3 weeks, then you're sick again. That's not good medical care. I'd like to go ahead with my patients, and our philosophy is let's smooth our care out. Let's give them a nice gradient. They're taking the appropriate care. They're doing exercise. They're doing good nutrition. They're taking the right supplements. But, Jamie, also, I use the word maintenance when I'm dealing with my patients. We need to maintain this organism. It's not a one-shot deal. You see your healthcare professional once, and it gives you certain things, and you never go back. Do you agree with me on that one, that our bodies need maintenance because they're always changing?
I like for us to take it one step further. Let's call it wellness, because when I hear maintenance, I think it's easier when we stop, right? I'm just going to maintain.
Yeah, wellness
our
is a
bodies are
work.
Always, our bodies are always evolving, right? Me and you, you know, we passed 40, so our goals change. Our lifestyles change. Our environments change. We got to keep evolving because our bodies are evolving. So, yeah, a maintenance program, that's different for me this year than it was 5 years ago. So you got to keep fine-tuning the machine because your goals change, your body changes, your environment changes. So it keeps evolving, and the closer you are to wellness, the less dramatic it is, right? So when you're first starting out, you big improvement, don't take your foot off the gas. You can put on cruise control, but make sure you're moving.
Got it. Jamie, we're running short on time. Jamie, could you summarize the nutritional industry at this point? Give our listeners some good tips that they can hang on to. Let them know how they can get a hold of you with all the great things you and your company are doing. Go ahead and take the floor here for a minute, Jamie. Let's summarize it. How can they get a hold of you and you'll get this good information? The other thing is, Jamie, how can they find your products?
Great questions. Number one, folks, take care of yourself. You got one body. Don't beat it up. Don't look at it as a punishment to lose weight. Value yourself, love yourself, invest in yourself. And the number one way to do that is to give and invest in your body and your health. So go to nutritionalfrontiers.com. Go through our Facebook, Nutritional Frontiers, or World of Wellness. We have incredible amount of free education that you can watch videos, get books, articles, whatever you like. We got it, number one. You can also call the World of Wellness at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. We can do the Zoom nutritional consults with you. Or if you're in Pittsburgh, you can come on down. So it always starts with foundations. You can't out-medicate or out-supplement a bad lifestyle. Don't put genetics as a reason for not changing your lifestyle. And if somebody tells you they can't help you, they're right. They can't help you. Go somewhere else. So go to our website. Get the free education. We have the free books. Info at Nutritional Frontiers. Com if you have any questions or any requests. But we got all the education.
Wonderful.
They say that in the world of technology, you know, do not be ignorant on your health. There's no excuses for that. We have plenty
Jamie,
of access.
You know, there is. And, Jamie, if I can interrupt, you know what I do tell my listeners? Let's take responsibility for our health. Nobody else can take responsibility for our health. It's our individual person that needs to go ahead, take responsibility, learn what your body needs, then implement what your body needs. We're here maybe giving resources that will be helpful, but our listeners need to implement them to make their lifestyle and their health better, correct?
Dr. Roscoe. The only thing you have control of in the world is yourself. And people focus on everything else except for themselves. They would be shocked how much their life would improve if they just focus on themselves. So for me, that means my faith, my family, my fitness, my finances, and my fun. That's it.
Now, focus I love those on 5 F's. Thank you. Mark, do we have any more questions for Jamie?
Yeah, we've got Bert coming out of, I believe, God, I can't get this, or is it John coming out of Visalia, California? He goes, what went down this week with Congress and everybody passing that inflation bill? Is that going to be a helpful thing for some of us that are on fixed incomes now that the pharmaceutical companies and Medicare can bring these prices down? God, that's a great question.
What do you think,
yeah,
Jamie?
Well, you know, the goal is to get the best level of care for the least amount of money. So a lot of our clients have programs that you can be on the supplements, you know, and get incentives. You know, they may do the concierge medicine where you pay a monthly fee. You know, insurance is probably the worst thing we have because, you know, you pay a third party and then they control the money. You know, the functional medicine system is going to more of a cash base where you pay for your coverage that you want and you get the best care at the least price. So our goal is always to give the best care at the least price. You know, when you get into these national programs, it's very challenging because, you know, we're being dictated to.
Absolutely. You know, we don't want to put, if I can, Jamie, we don't want to put our health care in somebody else's hands. We want to control our health care, our own dollars for our health care, and then manage that. So I think the government, yes, they do things, but we still need to be responsible for taking care of our health care. It's the one body. It's what we can control. And if I can say one thing here, Mark, you know, I'm having one of the Pennsylvania state senators on shortly to discuss health care from the Senate perspective. That might be in 2 or 3 weeks. His schedule was a little full, but we do have someone coming on politically to talk about that. And it would be great to maybe have, you know, a conference with Jamie from the nutrition. You know, I have my sons with health care, a state senator, having you, Mark, and myself have a roundtable discussion talking about health care. And again, will it get better? Will our costs go down? Will the health care access improve? So many different things. Jamie, we're running out of time. I want to thank you, Jamie, very much for all the good information and helping our listeners and all the access they have to nutritional care. And I do thank you. You've been outstanding for us. Thank you for your contribution. And I'd like to have you on again one day if you could all give me the time.
Wow. Thank you so much, Doc. I really appreciate the opportunity of being on this one and others. You know, we are on a mission to make the world healthy. And anything I can do to help you, Mark, and all the beautiful people out there, I would be honored.
Jamie, again, thank you. It was a pleasure. You were a great guest. Right, Mark?
Definitely, and I think he answered some of the questions that these people had, and I can't wait for that roundtable. We can get that previewed out if you want to promote that, Doc, so that way then we can market that thing and give them a date, and we can really get that out there where we might need 90 minutes.
Well, you know, I'll be very glad. You know, if I may, I'll be glad to do that. It does take a little bit of coordination.
Yep.
People who are asking to be on are, you know, high producers. They're busy. It's hard to get, you know, time with them. And I do appreciate it. I will put something together, again, best that I can do that. But I think, Mark, it will be a great show.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. That would be almost like 60 minutes.
Yeah, well, we could do that. We can do a 60-minute. Mark, do you have any other finishing questions for me today?
Gail from Clearwater, Florida says, great show as always. And, you know, with I think she said you answered everything on the vitamins and everything as a supplements. You know, as far as one more question from another gentleman, Phil coming in from Pompano Beach.
Excuse me, Mark. Tell Gail from Clearwater to go see Dr. Jared Roscoe in Clearwater.
Dr. Jared Roscoe,
Yes, that's a plug for my son. Thank you very much, Jamie. Dr. Jared Roscoe, he's downtown Clearwater, by the way. And he knows Jamie very well, and uses his products and promotes them. So, no, thank you for that, Jamie.
Yeah. Now, the one more question I'm going to bring it in, and then we're going to be cutting it here. Phil from Pompano Beach, Florida, coming in and basically says, when you look at these cholesterol pills, when you look at the fish oil, maybe it, where you don't have to really take these pills because, you know, it could be a detriment maybe to your inside organs and all that. Is it better just to cut back on the dairy products and everything? Wow.
Jamie, yeah, it always starts with diet. So getting off dairy products, there is no junk food. It's either junk or food. So getting off all the products that are packaged, fast foods, you know, people, you got to take care of the diet, number one. So when you do those things, you're going to see improvements just from the diet. However, you may need extra nutrients, and that's where we got to help you customize the program. But it never hurts. Go with an almond milk. Go with unsweet coconut milk, oat milk, rice milk. There's so many different things you can do that would be a better option from milk-based products that are loaded with hormones and are pro-inflammatory.
Beautiful. Jamie, what about beef? You know, as far as people eating beef, chicken, pork, fish, what are your thoughts on that protein?
Well, I eat protein as a base in my meals. I like to include vegetables, a little bit of fruit, nuts, seeds, those types of things, greens, salad. You know, more of a real food, whole food-based diet. I back off a little bit on the starchy carbs just because, you know, blood sugar and weight. So I think depending on the person, if you're going to eat those types, remember what you eat is important. So let's use beef as an example. If you're going to eat beef, which I do on occasion, try and get grass-fed organic beef because that's going to have a better quality of food, right? Same with fish. Fish should be wild, not farm-raised. The nutritional quality is different.
What about
chicken? That can be organic and hormone-free. So what you eat is really important.
Jamie, how do you
know? We're down about 2 minutes, and we're getting questions on egg whites and all that. I'm trying to let these listeners know about the big roundtable discussion. It might be this, you know.
Jamie,
Sorry.
Hey, Mark, what if we have Jamie on again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie, I'm calling
the round table. I threw it out there to the listeners, and some of them are gravitating towards it. I'm calling it the Saturday, September SmackDown.
Okay. Very good. Let me do some homework here, putting it together. I think it will be a great one, and I'll try to have all our superstar guests available for it and give our listeners a real treat. So we can do that, Mark. You're giving me a lot of work to do, but I'll do it.
Yeah. Hey, as we wind this thing down, we'll start back with Jamie there to let everybody know how they can reach him in the greater Pittsburgh area, online, emails, whatever. Jamie, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. I'll give it over to Dr. Greg Roscoe, and then we'll close it out.
Go ahead, Jamie. Give us your contact.
Absolutely. You can always go to nutritionalfrontiers.com and email me at info@nutritionalfrontiers.com to contact me, any questions, any requests. If you want to make an appointment, call World of Wellness, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. You can do the appointment live or you can do it by telemedicine through Zoom. So nutritionalfrontiers.com or World of Wellness. In addition, if you go to our Facebook pages, we do a lot of free education right on there that you can participate with.
Jamie, thank you for doing that for my listeners. And, Mark, we did well. Jamie, I'm going to close this out as well as Mark. And I want to thank the listeners today, Dr. Greg Roscoe, GJRMD, 308@outlook.com. And, Mark, we'll do this again next Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you, for the three of us, the Pittsburgh connection here, We aren't the Forgotten Sons. This is the Godfather of Podcast Saturday mornings, and we're just so blessed to bring it to you each and every week. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. For Jamie Dorley, Dr. Greg Roscoe, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying have a blessed one. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same channel.
Thank you all very much.